The last 3 or 4 weeks, we've been in the book of Acts. We did Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now we're in. And Acts is the history of the church. How it started, what happened, the stories, and kind of the first 20 or 30 years of the church. Things have been going pretty well until about last week when Peter and John were, after Ananias and Sapphira died, for those of you here last week, Ananias and Sapphira died because they lied to the Holy Spirit. And then Peter and John got thrown into jail, and then they got flogged, which is like they got whipped 39 times in their back and said to stop it. So things are kind of going like, uh-oh. Well, that was the end of chapter 5. Chapter 6 opens up with people having a fight. You see, over on this side were a certain group of Jews. Over on this side was another group of Jews. And you know what they were fighting over? Food. They were fighting over food. You know, the disciples, the apostles, were like, all right, we got to figure this out. And so instead, they didn't want to have to worry about fights. So they got seven people called deacons. They called them deacons. And so they said, we should find some people who can take care of these little quarrels and stuff, and we'll make them in charge of those kind of things while we pray and read the Bible. So they got some people, and one of the guys' name was Stephen. And the Bible says that Stephen was full of grace and faith. Let me get it very correct here. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. So Stephen in the Bible is like the man. So I need someone to be Stephen. Someone who's very comfortable sitting on a stool, just hanging out for a little while. Now, there might be some violence involved. So if any of you guys don't want to participate now, please put your hand down. Okay, Hunter, you want to come up and help me out here? All right, Hunter is no longer Hunter. He is now Stephen. Stephen. So Stephen was a man full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. And he actually performed, what does the Bible say, signs and wonders. He healed people and did some awesome stuff, and people started getting mad. I don't know why. It doesn't say exactly why, but people didn't like what Stephen was doing or that he was talking about Jesus. And so these people decided to bring up charges against him, but they had to lie to do it. They said, oh, Stephen, he is speaking bad against Moses and God, which is like the ultimate sin. If you say anything bad about Moses or anything bad about God, then you're supposed to get stoned. So what I want you to do, I want you to grab one sheet of paper. Everybody grab one sheet of paper. Crinkle it up like a little ball. And when I say go, you're going to chuck it at Stephen. Okay? Okay, crinkle it up. Make sure it's nice and tight. All right. Do we have any safety glasses for Mr. Stephen here? No? Okay, hold on. All right. Now, see, if you speak, sit down for just a second. If you speak anything bad against Moses or God in the Bible, one of the consequences are you get stoned. Okay? So the consequence of Stephen was to get stoned. All right. Hunter, would you like to cover your eyes or you think you can just tough it out? All right. Okay, now, you cannot get any closer than you already are, which means you can't come right up next to him and chuck it. So you have to stand or sit where you are. Okay? And I want you to stone Hunter. Ready? Hey, I'm going to get out of the way here. Ready, set, go. All right, just that one sheet of paper. That's it. All right. All right, sit back down. Excellent. Okay. Stephen, you can't stone him back. So, all right, here we go. All right, so the consequence for speaking bad against Moses or God was special. So they brought Stephen before them, and they were like, Stephen, are you speaking bad against him? And Stephen says, let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, all these Jewish people, did they know about God?
No.
Yes. Everybody say, yep, they did.
No.
Did they know about Moses? No. Yes. These guys were experts. They knew the story of Moses inside and outside. They could tell you what Moses had for breakfast They knew so much about Moses. And Stephen is just a regular dude, and he's about to teach the teacher something. And so he tells a story. He says, once upon a time, God picked a guy named Abraham, who is the father of the Hebrews, the Jews. And he goes through this whole history of the Jewish people, of Moses and God. And all these people are like, yeah, we know this stuff, right? But something Stephen said at three times in the Bible, he says, because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph. So in every part of the story of the Jews, if you guys remember, were they perfect or not perfect?
Not perfect.
So they make mistakes?
Yeah.
And if you remember the story of Joseph and his brothers, remember the coat of many colors? His dad liked Joseph more than his brothers. What did his brothers do?
They got rid of him.
How did they get rid of him? They sold him as a slave, so they didn't like Joseph. So Stephen highlighted that. Remember, those guys didn't like Joseph because they were all worried about him? And then later on, Moses showed up, and Moses, when he lived in Egypt, he said, he saw an Egyptian beating an Israelite, and he killed the Egyptian guy. You remember that story? And then Moses was like, man, I'm protecting you guys. But these two Israelite guys were fighting, and Moses was like, judging, stop. And they were like, what, are you going to kill us too? So they were speaking bad against who? Moses. Okay? So Stephen highlights that. And then Stephen highlights that when Moses got the Ten Commandments, when he was up on the mountain, and all the people were at the bottom of the mountain, what did they make while he was gone? They made an idol, exactly. Who did they worship? What did they worship? A golden what? A golden cow, which is kind of strange. And so Stephen highlighted that, okay? So these guys are getting kind of mad. All right, so what I want you to do is grab another piece of paper, okay? The penalty for speaking bad against Moses and God is what?
Stoning,
exactly. So crinkle up that piece of paper. Crinkle up that piece. Make a ball. Come on. Make that thing tight. Come on. Let's see here. Okay, here's an example like this. This. All right, you ready? All right. Now, we need more direct hits this time, okay? All right, here we go. 3. Now, you're mad. He's talking bad against Moses. No, back up. You can't get too close to him. Ready? Go. Oh! Whoa, I got hit on that. Okay, no, you guys are too close. No. Hey, back up. All right. Okay. Now you see, Stephen, he was just telling the stories. He's not telling them anything they don't know yet. But then Stephen makes them really mad. Are you ready? He ends the story by saying, he says a verse in the Bible, heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool, blah, 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 blah. And he says this. He says, you stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears. Basically, they're calling them the bad people. You are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed the one predicted the coming of the righteous one, which is Jesus. He's like, you killed Jesus, the one the prophet said was going to come and protect you guys, but you did what? You took him out. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law of Moses that was put into effect through angels have not obeyed it. So basically, Stephen said, you guys think you know everything, but you're wrong. Now these people are normally, they're supposed to be in charge. People in charge aren't supposed to lose their tempers, right? For the most part, do the people in charge don't lose their tempers? I mean, if police lose their tempers, they got guns, right? We want the police to not lose their temper, right? So here you go. Listen carefully. Shh. When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. Gnashing the teeth sounds like dogs going. So that's what that word kind of means. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing. So Stephen saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he says. Now these guys can't see because they're mad. And Stephen's like, look, I see Jesus. This is really cool. At this, they covered their ears. Now these are the people. Everybody cover your ears. And they yelled, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. They yelled at the top of their voices. They all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. All right. What's that? Yes, they get to do it again. All right, you have two sheets of paper left. You should have two sheets of paper left. So crinkle both of them. You can crinkle two separate sheets. You don't have to crinkle them together. All right. All right, hey guys. You can only throw the two you have. You can't throw any other ones that are laying on the floor. Okay? Sorry, I didn't mean to tell you. All right, here we go. Crinkle them up. They are, I mean, look at them. They are... Look at how crazy they look. They actually look like the people that wanted to kill Stephen. Do you guys feel murderous right now? Yeah, see, this is how they were like, don't throw anything yet. I didn't say throw yet, did I? They were like, we're so mad at him. We're so ticked. Now, normally, listen, I didn't say stand up, go sit down. Normally, the Jews had to ask permission to kill anybody. They couldn't just go stone people. They had to go to the Romans and say, Romans, like they did Jesus. They had to go to Pilate and say, Pilate, can we kill Jesus? And Pilate's like, well, let me check it out. Normally, they have to go ask permission. But this time, they didn't. They took matters into their own hands. Do you guys ever do that with your brothers and sisters sometimes? They do something to you and you're like, yeah? You dispense vigilante justice, don't you? You're like, I'm taking care of that. That doesn't work with your brothers. No, 6-3? No, you probably lose. Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you cannot kill for real Hunter. We like Hunter. He's just pretending to be Stephen, okay? So guys, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hunter, are you ready? I think they are so excited about this, so I'm going to get all the way over here. All right, here we go. Ready? All right. Have a seat, guys. Have a seat. Elijah, have a seat. Good job. All right. How many times did it hit you in the face?
Couple.
Couple times. Okay. Oh, I blocked it. Hey, stop throwing. We're done. All right. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees while they're chucking rocks at him. See, now, we threw paper, which is super soft, even if it's balled up. They threw actually real rocks. Okay, sorry. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold us sin against them. Say, Lord. Oh, he's going to do it, man.
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
And when he had said this, he fell asleep, which means he died.
Yeah.
Who said yeah? All right. All right, hold on, you're dead. Hold on, stay dead for a second. All right. Listen. And Saul was there giving approval to his death. We'll find out about Saul later. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. So things were going good for the church. Now all of a sudden, these people were murderous like you guys. You're like, let's go get some more. They weren't satisfied. All right, listen. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house. He dragged off men and women and put them into prison. So if you're a part of this church, that things were going so well, you're feeding each other, you're eating, you're having a good time. Now all of a sudden people are dying. People are coming to your house and saying, do you believe in Jesus? You're like, yeah. You're out of here. You're in jail. You're like, what? Is it a popular thing to be a Christian now?
No.
Uh-oh. Now, do you think people are going to stop becoming Christians now?
Yeah.
Would you?
No.
If the police came in here right now and started arresting all of you guys, say, you can't become a Christian, you can't be a Christian anymore, would you go, okay? Or would you go, I'm going to still be a Christian?
I'm still going to be a Christian.
All right. Everybody give Hunter a big hand because that probably hurt a million times. Good job, Hunter. Thanks, man. All right, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Bow your head. Close your eyes. Things are about to get worse for the church, just so you know. All right, bow your heads, close your eyes. Here we go. God, thank you. Thanks for men like Stephen, who in the Bible, they show us that that he believes in something that's worth dying for, giving his life for. You did, God. And now your people believe that so strongly, and their faith is so strong, and they're so full of the Holy Spirit that no matter what anybody says, that they believe. And Stephen was gracious even when he died. He's like, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Just a lot like what you said when you died. Lord, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. So God, things are kind of getting a little dicey for your church. We're really hoping that your church survives these mean people doing this stuff. Help us as your church now to be like Stephen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.